long ago, the terrible Black Plague descended on Central Asia. So fierce was its assault on the people that thousands, young and old, perished in its wake. It seemed that once the plague's deadly clutches were upon you, there was no chance of survival. And so it was that those who remained healthy fled in panic, leaving the sick to the will of fate. And so it was that young Tarva, at 10 years old, was abandoned by his family and left alone to battle the forces of death. And he did so for days, but finally, weak and feverish, he lost all awareness of this world. And so Tarva's spirit fled his body and went journeying through the realms of the spirit world. Difficulties, Tarva's spirit found himself in the underworld before the Great Khan.
Oh, Tarva! Oh, Tarva! What are you doing here? Your time has not yet come.
Tarva's spirit was trembling with fright as he explained to the Great Khan how he had been abandoned and was too scared to face that dreadful moment of death alone. Well, the Great Khan was touched by the simple honesty of Tarva's spirit and explained to him that his body had not yet died and that he must return to it. But to help him on his way, he would be allowed to take with him one gift from the underworld. For the first time, Tarva's spirit looked about him and saw all the wondrous things in the halls of the underworld kingdom. Gifts that could bring you wealth or power, but these did not seem to suit him. And he searched through all the treasures, and finally, in the shadows, he saw something that seemed right to his heart. And he asked the Great Khan if he could take this gift with him, and the Khan nodded in approval. So it was that after the long journey through the spirit world that Tarva's spirit came back to his body, bearing with it the gift of tales and legends given to him by no less than the Great Khan of the underworld. But when he entered his tent, he saw that the crows had landed upon his body and were plucking out his eyes. And at first Tarva's spirit was fearful to enter his body again. But he was more fearful of going against the Great Khan and coming to the underworld before his time. So his spirit re-entered his body, and there was still life in it, and he beat off the crows. But alas, he was blind. But some say that his physical blindness made his interior sight that much more keen and gave full blossom to his gift of tales and legends. The story of Tarva, and how the tradition of tales and legends came to our people.